BBC Radio Sheffield, just after 20 to 6.
All the day's news. BBC Radio Sheffield with Dean Peppold.
Now, if you enjoy a good, exciting documentary, Sheffield is the place to be this weekend. For the sixth year, the Sheffield Adventure Film Festival is being held at the Showroom Cinema. Around 50 films are due to be screened. Matt Heason is the organiser of the event. He joins us now. Evening, Matt.
Evening.
I can't believe it's come round again so quickly. Are you all ready for it? Oh,
just about. I'm down there now. We're setting up the final things.
How does Sheffield, just remind us, how does Sheffield come to be the venue for this festival?
Good question. About 7 years ago, I started showing some film nights down at the showroom, adventure films, and they proved to be very popular. And I sat down with the guys at the showroom, and we said, "Hey, why don't we make a weekend of this?" And lo and behold, it's developed into a reasonably big event.
Now, it's all about adventure films. What does that include?
Running, kayaking, biking, mountaineering, climbing, bouldering, base jumping, any adventure sports. But there's also a bunch of kind of adventure travel, adventure culture, some artistic stuff in there. We've got some amazing animation, some short films. It's a real mix. We've got 61 films in total, plus a load of speakers as well.
Well, the stack's going on then. Do the people who come along to watch this, are they film buffs, documentary buffs, are the people involved in sport, or all three of them?
All three of them, but I think much more people involved in the sport rather than the film buffs. And I think members of the general public would find it interesting as well. We've really tried to kind of make sure that this program suits everybody. You don't need to be a diehard adrenaline junkie to come and enjoy these sort of things. I think that's proven by the fact that some of these films are making massive splashes on the internet, on YouTube. There's one of the films that we're showing at the festival is actually online on YouTube, and it's a Danny McCaskill film, who you may be aware of the name. He's a Scottish guy from Edinburgh who made a big splash on YouTube last year with one of his bike films. And I think something like 25 million people have watched it. But, you know, watching it on YouTube is one thing, coming down and watching it on a big screen is another, but the fact that 25 million people have watched it is proof that it's actually of interest to the general public, in my mind.
It really is testament to what you're doing, I've got to say. I've got to say, from a personal experience, I think it was within the last year, 18 months, I saw that adrenaline film about the French tightrope walker who went between the Twin Towers back in the 70s. And
yeah,
it's an amazing experience watching it, and my heart was in my mouth, but I've got to say, having watched that, I want to see more. Do you need sometimes that upfront kind of film with that kind of publicity to draw more people into the great documentaries that are being made?
I guess it helps, yeah. And there are more and more of them, you know. 127 Hours has just been on, and, you know, that's the Danny Boyle film where the guy loses his arm, and that's a real good case in point. And fortunately, we've got a really cracking trailer for the festival this year. It's a little 2.5-minute film that's online on the website. We had 17,000 hits on that trailer online in the past month. And, we played that trailer before the screenings of 127 Hours down at the showroom, because we felt that the audience that were coming down to watch 127 Hours would probably appreciate the films at the festival.
Now, as it's a festival, are you giving out awards?
We will be giving out awards. There are 8 awards, which is unusual because we've always had 6 in the past. Well, I met with the judges yesterday, and we created 2 new awards. One, which is an artistic award, the best artistic film.
Yeah.
One of the judges felt so strongly about one of the films that he volunteered for his business, which is a web design company out in Aberystwyth, to put the money up for the award.
Brilliant.
And so that's been won by a film called Salt, which is about an Australian photographer who spends 2 weeks in the middle of some salt flats in Australia with his camera and a tent, and comes back with the most amazing nightscapes and starscapes you've ever seen. The other one, there was a very strong biking film this year that didn't really fit any of the existing categories, so we approached our sponsor, Edinburgh Bikes, and they put the money up, and we have the Steve Pete's Best Bike Film Award, Steve Pete obviously being the local legend on the biking front.
What about the website then? Let's direct people there and they can find out what's going on, can't they?
Yeah, very excited about the website. Same guys at Heritage built this site. They delivered it last week, so it's only been the new version of the site went up on Monday. And it's shaff.co.uk, shaff.co.uk.
S-H-A-S-S, yeah.
S-H-A-S-S. Yeah, Sheffield Adventure Film Festival. It's a website well worth spending 5 minutes looking around. This trip